those are the dads that really are my heroes, because they're intentional about doing something they don't want to do.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd. Let's try that again. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
See, that's exactly, Scott, make sure you play that. That's exactly how we're going to sound like in 30 more years.
Hey, Todd, how's it? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Going. So, yeah. What? Whoa. You see, you have
a squeaky chair, man. Don't do that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Sorry. It is going good. A busy day. We're here in the throes of summer. We had a good 4th of July. We had a busy week. We just got back from Maxwell, Nebraska at Camp Maranatha. And listener Chris Cheek, along with his wife, who is camp director, they say they listen to us, Scott. They say they fall asleep while they're listening to our podcast.
Another couple that falls asleep to us? Wow. This is We're heavy, man. That feels like a heavy responsibility to do better. We're very sorry.
Do you remember, Scott? And you probably don't, because it wasn't your style of music. It really wasn't my style of music either. But when I was, right before I was married, I was going to seminary, and there was I'm trying to recall his name. It was like Bob Pierce or Bill Pierce. He was a trombone player, and I think it was Christian Radio. I'm positive it was, but I don't remember his show, but he just talked really soft like this. And then he
must have missed that one.
And that was just the most going to sleep music you could even imagine. It was kind of late night, and I don't know, maybe it was the only thing Christian radio station offered at the time.
I just remember Bob Pierce or Bill Pierce. Steve Brown's deep baritone.
I'm Steve Brown from Key Biscayne, Florida. So how did he always close it? Think about it.
Yeah.
So, and Chris said he'd like to meet you, Scott. I don't know why he wants to meet you, if he has something he wants to sell to you, or, you know, like it's his bucket list, you know, of people he'd like to meet.
I have fans, Todd.
Jesus and the Apostle Paul and Scott Moore. I don't know. I don't know. But so there you go. You've got fans everywhere. But we had a great time at Maranatha. And if you live at that area and you want a great family camp, like if you live in Cheyenne, Wyoming, or Denver, Colorado, or anywhere in Nebraska, I mean, Kansas City, you know, you have a great camp not too far from you. Maranatha, it's right on 80. Lots of fun. We had a great week. You know, they have enough program and lots of free time, lots of stuff. We just had a really good time. And we were able to stay. I was a little disappointed on the way out because we took our RV out for the very first time. And of course, I'm on high alert the whole time. You know, I probably ruined the trip both ways because, you know, people are talking to me. And I'm like, don't talk to me. I'm listening to the RV, you know. Has that bump always been there? And so I'm doing that, though, you know, 850 miles out and 850 miles back. But on the way out,
we enjoy to ride with.
I probably am not. I try, but my ugly side wins out. But on the way out, I was super excited because we kind of went late, and I thought, oh, great, I'll be able to count a new Walmart on the way out. But we pulled into Omaha, Nebraska. And of all disappointments, I had already spent the night two nights there. So that was totally disappointing. But we did spend we were able to cross off 292 unique Walmart stays at Seward, Nebraska. That was a great night's sleep. Nice little quiet place behind some giant containers, you know, the kind they put on ships. So it was awesome. So It was a good weekend.
You ought to inform Walmart, like write to them and tell them when you're, you know, within like 6 months or so of your 300th.
I know
it. See if they'll do a big event.
I was even thinking about maybe putting out a bid, you know, like a couple of them that I know I could be in that area and see what they could do, you know, and that we could have a gathering again. Because you were there at number 200.
Yes. And if we worked really hard, I bet we could raise enough money to like put the RV on an Airbus and fly it to Hawaii and stay in Walmart there for like the 300th.
I have checked that one out when I was there in Oahu. So there is, I think there is one there, but I couldn't check it out. I couldn't check it off the list because I didn't spend the night there.
Yeah.
I guess I could have spent the night in my car.
You have to have the RV for it to be.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a technicality that we're going to have to work through. Our team of lawyers will be going through that. But that would be awesome. Okay.
And see if done. Walmart can make a big publicity stunt out of this.
This could be big. This could be big, Scott. Huge. I should do that. Huge. So we muscled it back to get back for some 4th of July stuff. And did you do anything there on the Cincinnati, out there on the river or anything with your big fireworks?
The ones on the river are in the fall, at the end of summer, actually. But they did the big fireworks for 4th of July. Was much smaller this year, though it was a good fireworks display still. But normally they have like Kansas or Huey Lewis in the News or somebody like that play. Yeah. And this year there was no band and there was no beer, so it was a lot smaller crowd.
Less people were killed.
Yes, we had a good time though.
That's good, because when we were at the camp, there was a guy, Zeke, that was his name. He was a young guy, a good dad. But he introduced himself. I said, "Oh, so you're doing the worship music?" I said, "Are you the worship leader at your church?" He goes, "Yes, and I'm a hip-hop artist as well." And I'm like, sweet. I never had anybody introduce themselves as a hip hop artist. And then they did a little hip hop thing. You know, it was kind of like, I'd call it, to me, it's like, it's rap. It feels like rap to me. And I said, that was awesome. I said, do you know anything by Sandy Patty? And he's like, who's Sandy Patty?
Ouch.
I know it.
Oh, well.
In fact, I saw a thing about Sandy Patty. And I know some of you young dads are listening like, who's Sandy Patty? Your grandparents used to listen to her, okay? I saw that she was doing some kind of little mini concert, or maybe she was doing something over COVID, you know, and then she was doing things like online little concerts. But, oh, man, she looked like what you remember your grandmother, Aunt B, looking like. I'm like, oh, man, this is really pathetically sad. So,
God, have you looked in the mirror lately?
I don't know. I'm looking a little rough right now, actually. I haven't shaved in a few days. I'm sweaty and sticky and smelly. So I don't think I've combed my hair in 2 days
either.
Smell
it through the microphone.
That's right. So a good weekend. But this is a busy day for us today, and I'm going to talk quietly because I don't think Abe will walk in. But Abe, we're having we've never done this for any of our kids today before, but we're having for he's a jolly good fellow party tonight. Abe, my fifth child, he's 20 years old. He helps everybody on everything. I mean, he helped Ike when he redid his camper. He's helped Ike as he's redone his home. He's worked on Ben's projects and Sam's projects, and he does it so happily. And he's capable. I mean, even sometimes if they can't be over there, he goes over and works on those projects. And so we're going to do he's a jolly good fellow party tonight. And Abe is a simple, he has simple pleasures. He likes popcorn and, you know, Sour Patch candy. You know, those are his big deals. And so everybody's got to bring popcorn, you know, the kind you microwave. And we have a big pinata filled with candy that's got, you know, it looks like a popcorn basket. And we're going to do a little game where, you know, they have to put nails and screws and pull out nails out of a board, and we'll time them. And then we're going to tell him tonight that we're going to redo his bedroom, because he's talked about it, you know, and he'd like to repaint the walls and maybe put some laminate flooring down. So we're going to do that for a gift for him.
to tell him that he's going to have to do it himself, though.
Yeah, well, he'll have
whatever to helps.
Yes, that's true. That probably is true. So we're going to do that. And I think that's going to be fun because right now he's working on his own camper. Did I tell you this last 2 weeks ago? Because we didn't meet last week.
I think
so. Did you do last week, Scott?
A rerun.
Okay.
A very well, old I didn't one know. Without me, I believe.
Without you. Wow.
I think so.
Wow.
Well, we've done so many reruns lately, I forget what we've done.
I know.
You need to be here more often, man.
I know.
Or we could do it like on the road or something, you know.
That sounds dreadfully hard.
I'm just doing the next one by myself. I'm not doing a rerun again. I'm just going to sit here and be like, well, what are we talking about today, Scott? I don't know. What are we talking about today?
You should do that. You should do that. We tried to get a guest with us, but that didn't work out. That would have been fun. So anyway, I don't know if I told you last time, but a couple weeks ago, I think I told you that Abe picked up a little camper. Did I say this?
I think so, but go ahead.
You probably weren't listening. You're probably searching something on the internet at that time. Abe picked up a little camper. It's called a Style Liner.
Yeah, I asked if it was a pop-up camper.
Yes, it is not. No, it's not. So basically, I should take my camera out there right now. I can almost stick it out the door and you can see it. But he's basically taken the whole thing apart. I mean, it's got the outside left, but the floor's all missing. It's starting to be reframed up. The walls are missing. He's starting to frame those up. I mean, he's taken out, burned a lot of the interior just because it was just, you know, he just threw it out. It was all rotted. But it's been kind of fun helping him on that a little bit. So that's been a fun project.
I think you and I define fun very differently.
Yeah,
that's I'm not probably. Sure I'd use three or four funds to describe that kind of work, especially in the oppressive heat of this summer.
Oh man, it has been hot. It has been hot. Mm. So how do you avoid, I mean, how do you handle the heat, Scott? Like, what do you do? Do you like, do you guys go to the pool? Do you just watch air conditioning? Even though I was thinking about something you said, Scott, you know, sometimes you say things that are super profound. Most of the time you don't. But sometimes you say things that are super profound. And I don't know if you remember, but a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about, you know, how we're just training our children, you know, for the future. Because I'm seeing it with my boys now, you know, as they're so capable. Not because I taught them how to do that, but I involved them in lots of things. So they were always working on projects, you know, helping them change the oil, helping do those things. And now they can do all those things by themselves. And you were saying that how you taught your son, you know, I don't know if you remember this. You taught him how to eat popcorn.
I do not remember this.
Okay, see, this is what you just said. That he said, "Well, I've taught my kid how to eat popcorn." Oh. You know, like, and you were talking about how, like, you know, I assume, like, when you're watching a video, how to, you know, make popcorn, and just you were talking about just having fun.
Okay,
I think that is a really profound statement because I think that's just as important as teaching them some of those other things. Because I know some dads, you know, they work all the time with their kids, but they don't have fun with their kids. I could tend to be that way. You know, I have to make myself, I am not, and I've said it on the show before, I'm not one of those dads who just likes to play all the time. And it always sounds like a pain. Like Jed, he's our last child, he's 13 years old. And he's into anything sports related. He just loves it. He doesn't do it to show off. He doesn't do it to impress you. He just can't help himself. Like when we were at this camp, they had brought out a bike ramp that goes into the lake, you know, so you ride off. And it was impressive. It looked like a pier, like they had made this pier. And then at the end, it just curved up, you know. And so they said they hadn't had it out for years because the last time they had it out, they had to take a couple of people to the emergency room, but they were going to try it again, I guess.
Never saw that one coming.
I know it. Well, when you saw it, you're like, oh, yeah, it won't be long before we're going again. So they had that down there, and, you know, like they had a couple, a life jacket strapped to the bike, you know, so that when it fell in the water, it would just float up. And it was, you know, they had like a plywood runway. But a couple of those kids, when they hit it, they're like, wobble, wobble, wobble. And I'm thinking, oh, man, they're going to go off the edge. Because it was like 4 feet off the water, you know, just on the regular part. But when it went off the ramp, really, it was probably 6-7 feet above the water. And so Jed, he got there, was one of the, not first, but first handfuls of kids to go. And I watched him, and I mean, he hit that ramp pedaling full steam ahead. There's no reserve. I would have just kind of tested it out. And he comes out smiling and he goes, "Dad, I think I could do a flip on this." And I'm like, "No." And by about his fourth try, he was the only one to do a full flip. Not on his bike, but like, so he releases the bike and he does a flip in the air and he lands in feet first. But, you know, Jed didn't do it to show off. He didn't do it to hear the cheers. He would have done it if he was the only one there, because he just has to.
That's awesome.
And so Jed just loves that. We just got a pickleball thing that we thought would be fun. And you know, I mean, 3 minutes after it's up, "Dad, you ready to play pickleball?" I'm like, "Okay, I can play a few minutes." And, you know, but he would play it all day long. And so he's really kind of into ping pong. We got a ping pong table in the upper part of the barn, and he loves it. And he just bought himself a like $40 paddle a couple days ago. But he's been watching like these YouTube videos where, you know, like they're these amazing ping pong players. And so he's always wanting, he wants to be like that. And he maybe could be. But all that to say is, you know, he could do it all the time. I have to make myself do it. Like last night, he goes, "Hey, Dad, you want to play ping pong?" And I'm like, "Sure." You know, and so we played ping pong. But that is not my thing. I know other dads. I mean, there were dads at the bike ramp. I mean, they were jumping off the bike ramp too, because they love it. I mean, so they look like the world's best dads. You know, and they are good dads, but, you know, my measure is different maybe than other people's measure. Like a dad wrote me just a couple days ago, and he was saying that he's not a very hands-on dad, but he wants to be. And he said, "I remember making a project with my dad in the garage. And so the other day, my daughter asked to make something, and I'm like, I didn't want to, but I could hear your voice," he said to me, you know, and is you to dad, you know, and so. He said they spent, you know, a little while making this little thing in their garage. He took a picture and he sent it to me. And those are the dads that really are my heroes, because they're intentional about doing something they don't want to do. You know, the dad who likes to build the giant tree house, I mean, that's cool. And some dads have sent me those things. But there are some dads who just love to do that. I'm not as impressed by the dads who love to do those things and then they just involve their kids in it. What I am super impressed by are the dads who don't like to do those things and do them anyway because they know it's the right thing. Because that's a lot harder for a guy to do. And so, you know, so your popcorn comment, those are all the thoughts that I was thinking from your popcorn.
Wow.
Comment.
That's profound. I'm definitely like, I don't even understand that there are dads who love to build things and do stuff. I'm like, what? To me, it's all work. My kids are like, "Dad, you want to, you know, play a video game?" I'm like, "Oh, really? Okay."
But that, I mean, like that, if my kids asked me that, I would not want to. I'd rather have a cheese grater rubbed on my back than to play video games.
That is hardcore.
I know it. But, you know, if they were to ask me that, and I'd say, "Sure, I will." In fact, I did do it, and it hasn't been any time recently. And I only did it with Cal because Cal wanted to show me something, and he got one of our U to Dad daily, or not daily calendars. He got one of those U to Dad nickels, you know, those wood nickels that we have. Mm-hmm. And he gave it to me and he said, "Hey, Dad, can you spend an hour with me watching me do a video game?" And I'm like, "Sure." And so we did. And that was hard for me. But I'm glad I did. Which reminded me, I was thinking of something like that, not the nickels. Oh, video games. You know, Scott, we have, remember I told you that we were going to take the summer off from video games? Because we have in the past. But my last two kids, they were just feeling very obsessive about video games. Different than their brothers when they grew up. Because back in the day, you know, there was no connection to any of the video games. So you would just play your hour, you know, playing a video game. And then you turned it off and you were done. Well, this past winter, I noticed that lots of my kids' cousins were calling them and saying, "Hey, do you want to play Fortnite or do you want to play something online?" And, you know, I wasn't sure about the whole thing, but it kind of sounded innocuous. I don't know even what that means, but I know we haven't used it before. So put that on the list. It seemed like maybe not a big deal. And I know there are some big deals in that, but it was like their cousins and they were getting together and sometimes a brother would involve themselves. And I thought, this is kind of cool. Well, and so we kind of started backing off on how they could play video games. And so we didn't do it unless somebody asked. But it just seemed like they were constantly asking, you know, like, hey, Dad, they're going to get on. Can I? And I'm like, yeah, okay, for an hour. You know, I was always mean about it. You can do it for an hour, but I want you off after an hour. Okay, Dad. You know, I don't even care. I don't even think they cared if I was mean about it. They just wanted to play the video game. But so we decided, you know, at the beginning of the summer that we were going to take off June, July, and August. And we wrote an email actually to the friends and the parents of, you know, even the cousins and said, hey, just to let you know, this is what we're going to do. So if you could have your kids not beg my kids to play video games, that'll really help out. And I'll tell you, I have not had my kids complain one time. You know, they're playing outside again. They're doing things. And my wife and I are both thinking that maybe we're not going to go back to video games when the thing starts back up. In September, not to say we're never going to allow them, but we're going to maybe make it a special occasion. And I think my kids might complain a little bit, but they have not complained at all this time. And to me, that's kind of telling to me, you know, maybe it feels good not to have to be on top of it all the time like they were. So I don't know. So Dad, if you're thinking about doing it, maybe you should face your fear. Saddle up anyway, and maybe it won't be as bad as you think it's going to be, you know? So
we'll pray for you.
If you're not thinking about it, don't worry about it. But if you are, so be it. What?
So we'll pray for you.
Okay.
My children would stage a full on revolt if I tried that.
You might be surprised, Scott.
Yes.
Well, maybe not.
They'd do it for, you know, a little while, but like if I tried to say never again, you'd never find my body.
Well, my wife has been listening to she stumbled upon a group called, I think it's called Screen Strong, Screen, like S-C-R-E-E-N, Screen Strong. And it was talking about, it was some parents, basically, mom and a dad, who just got to the point they couldn't take it anymore. They couldn't take that constant nagging to play, and their kids were seeing bad things in their kids, and they went cold turkey. And they said it was hard at first, but they just saw some great things because of it. And so they're helping parents do that same kind of thing. So you could check it out, or you can email me, and maybe I can get you some more information about that. So anyway, so anything, you got anything coming up, Scott? I mean, how are the wedding kid, the married kids are doing good?
Yeah, they seem to be. And I'm putting the finishing touches on my new album.
Oh, yeah?
You may remember I did a Christmas album last year.
Right.
I'm working on a full-on album that it goes back as much as 30 years in the making. There's a couple of songs on here that I started writing 30 years ago. So.
Wow. Can I be your announcer? 30 years in the making.
There you go. So anyway, it's pretty cool. I'm enjoying it. And I'll have that out soon. I don't know. I'm hoping that, you know, the Jonas Brothers or somebody is going to want to do one of my songs, because I'm really not that great of a singer. But
are you going to include The End Is Near?
Yes, that's going to be the title track.
I love that song.
Yes, and I've tweaked it a little bit. The intro is a little different, but but it's that's on there. It's going to be cool. And yep, a whole bunch of songs. Most of it's instrumental, okay. But there's a few vocal songs too. So
there you go. That'll be exciting. So you'll let us know when it's out.
Yep. And my son is working on his album as well. That kid drives me a little nuts, cause he's better than I am, which that's not that hard, but you know, he's just,
but it is not, it's fine.
The good thing is he's different. He does more like bluesy type stuff. And like, I like bluesy stuff, but I'm just not that good at it. So anyway,
are you a hip hop? You should be a hip hop artist.
You know what's funny? When you said that, I was going to mention.
You're a hip hop artist now?
No.
Dude.
This might bore some people, but the way that recording is nowadays, they have all these drum loops that are free that you can use. And it's so much easier than getting a real drummer, and it sounds a lot like a real drummer. Plus, there's really cool like hip hop type beats and stuff. So I use some of those beats Yeah. I use some of those kind of beats with my stuff, which I think would probably tick off hardcore hip hop artists because the rest of the song isn't really hip hop. It's just my stuff. Yeah. But I thought it sounded cool. So I have some trap beats even if you.
Oh, really? I don't. Is that like I know that a drum set used to be called a trap set. Does that have anything to do with it?
Trap is like a little mini style within hip hop, if I'm not mistaken, where it involves a lot of hi-hat type stuff. So anyway.
That's okay.
So that's the big exciting stuff. We had some rotten stuff happen, but I won't go into all that. And, we had water in our basement and I was at Meijer literally at like 5 minutes till midnight and they closed at midnight. I was there buying a shop vac because towels were like, my arms were not going to be able to survive if I had to be wringing them out.
Yeah.
So I think we probably processed about 30 or so gallons of water that came through our basement that night.
So it came from just rain?
Yeah. And I know I need to work on this. It's going to be a big project I'm going to have to work on to fix this stuff. But that's the way it goes. It was the worst rain I've seen
just
ever here.
Pop some more popcorn.
Yeah, I know.
And put it in a video.
My wife's like, well, you know, we're going to have to take the TV off the wall and then rip out the door. I'm like, what? TV, no. So that's when you're really striking at the heart of my being when you start talking about taking the TV away.
Then he jumps into action.
No, I start drinking. Just kidding.
Okay. Well,
I'll cut that out.
Oh, there was something I wanted you to cut out in a show a time ago, but I forgot to say it. So I don't know what it was. It was fine.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
that's pretty good.
I cut out some things that you don't know about sometimes when I'm just like, yeah, that's not staying in there.
No, I've heard you do that. And that's good. That's good. You know, it's usually culturally insensitive and things like that that we just say. No, I don't know. Well, we're out of time, and you've used another 30 minutes of your life listening to us. Chris and Natalie and Howard and your wife, I hope you sleep well tonight, you know, as you're probably asleep already by now. I hope you have a great weekend. You know, and I don't know about you, Scott, but sometimes I start getting a little depressed about this time of year, thinking it's going to be over. You know, the summer's going to be over, and then we're going to be cold, and then it's going to be... Dads, don't let yourself be that way. You stay in the now. You know, there's lots of summer left to do, to enjoy with your family. I know our county fair is coming up at the end of this week, which I am not necessarily looking forward to, but my family is. So guess what? I've got to go do county fair stuff, and I'm going to try to smile during it because that's the key to all this. You know, they know when you're not happy when you're doing it. So do some of those things that maybe you don't feel like doing and try to smile when you do it, and do it because you did, Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.
It's okay. Well, hey, we're
out. Oh, that was good timing.